It's a chilly day, but pastors, police, and county employees keep their interactions warm as they settle in for what Grand Rapids Police Chief David Rohinski describes as a tough conversation. Then, during his opening remarks, he says he's reviewed the case and found officers followed procedure and therefore won't be disciplined. This chills the mood somewhat.
What that doesn't mean is that we don't recognize that there's a need for us to look at what occurred and to identify opportunities here to ensure different outcomes in the future.
Pastor Jerry Bishop responds, expressing frustration within communities of color, both for feeling like police are targeting minorities on the streets and for lack of accountability.
Because we have zero confidence that the police can police themselves. We feel it necessary to bring in external entities that have significantly greater investigative authority as well as resources like the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, the Department of Justice.
Following opening remarks, we are all asked to leave pastors, police, and civil rights folks to have their dialogue in private. However, Pastor Moody cuts to the core of the community's concerns before remarks end.
Our city has a deep-rooted problem. And that deep-rooted problem is racism. And we always get afraid to talk about that. But our city, right here in Grand Rapids, we have that from a business standpoint all the way to the police department.
So while I can't say for sure whether the conversation focused on policies and procedures or whether it focused on systemic racism, a common sentiment was a clear need for both dialogue and action. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.